from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins police are adamant no 5-year-old local girl has been kidnapped, despite what you've seen on social media. Instead, the fake story is an attempt to hack into your account. That happens when you click on the video and are asked to verify your age. Don't fall for it. Timmins police admit they're stumped. They can't determine who the young guy is who shoplifted at the liquor store in South End one day last month. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says it was about 1 o'clock on the afternoon of Wednesday, September 8th.
Subject selected a bottle of rye.
A 26er of Weiser Special Blend, to be precise.
And fled the scene without paying for the item.
The alleged booze thief ignored the clerk's request to come back. We have a surveillance photo on our website. If you can name or locate him, you're asked to call city police or Crime Stoppers. After hitting zero at the beginning of the week, the Porcupine Health Unit now has 4 currently active COVID-19 cases, with 2 more added today, somewhere between Opisatica and Fauquier. 496 new cases are reported today across Ontario. 2 more deaths were also recorded over the last day. There's another high risk of having been exposed to COVID-19 on a plane between Toronto and Timmins. This time, it's the Air Canada Jazz flight that left Toronto at 9:10 Monday night, particularly rows 15 to 19. If that's where you were sitting, the Porcupine Health Unit tells you to isolate, get tested, and call PHU. Other passengers should monitor for symptoms, then follow the same steps. One way to determine whether you want a career in professional policing is becoming an OPP auxiliary officer. The cluster that covers South Porcupine, Iroquois Falls, and Matheson is recruiting right now. You'll be involved in community policing and crime prevention initiatives. And Constable Michelle Simard says for a police foundation student, for example, it's a nice line on your resume.
It looks good on any resume. It doesn't matter how you look at it. As long as you're giving back to the community where you live, it's always a good thing.
More information and an application are available at South Porcupine OPP or at opp.ca/careers. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.